Governor Larry Hogan says that, effective Friday at 5 p.m., some non-essential businesses will be allowed to reopen as Maryland enters the second phase of his coronavirus recovery plan. But state health officials are also warning that there will likely be a second wave of COVID-19 cases this fall. WIPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Phase two, Hogan said, means a lot more businesses will be allowed to open.
Manufacturing, construction, large and small retail shops, specialty vendors, wholesalers, warehouses, and offices, including information technology firms, legal offices, accounting, banking, financial institutions.
But phase two does not mean the risk of COVID-19 is gone. So the state is issuing recommendations for how to open safely. These include wearing masks, keeping 6 feet away from other people, and staying home if you're sick. Some businesses, like tattoo parlors, massage parlors, and nail and tanning salons, are only allowed to open by appointment, serving up to half of their maximum capacity at a time.
I want to be very clear. Just because Marylanders can return to the office doesn't mean that they should. And employees who can telework should continue teleworking whenever possible.
Local officials have some flexibility to set their own rules, so what's open will likely vary county by county. Hogan's announcement came a few hours after state health officials warned that a second wave of COVID-19 is likely in the late summer or early fall. Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health Services at the Maryland Department of Health, told state lawmakers Wednesday morning that the state's infection rate is in a temporary lull.
We know that there's not a vaccine on the horizon anytime soon, and we know that that continued vulnerability of Marylanders, the vulnerability to this deadly and highly transmissible virus will be with us for months and months to come.
She was one of a few health experts who spoke with the legislature's COVID-19 work group. She said one of the keys to withstanding a new surge in cases will be lots and lots of widely available tests, a point Hogan repeated later on Wednesday.
Because as the normal flu season begins, the demand for COVID tests will skyrocket as people are suffering flu-like symptoms.
Hogan said Maryland is better situated than most states because of what he called a strategic stockpile of tests, including many of those tests he bought from South Korea, and new capacity to process them at a new University of Maryland lab. Health Secretary Bobby Neal, speaking with lawmakers on that call earlier on Wednesday, said another challenge will be making sure hospitals have room for new COVID-19 patients if there is a second, third, or even fourth wave of cases.
Now that we're starting to reopen the economy and bring on elective surgeries, the hospitals will see an increase in their overall capacity.
Tom Inglesby is the director of the Center for Health Security at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and one of the people advising Hogan on his recovery plan. Inglesby told lawmakers that until there's a vaccine, no business or activity is safe. Some are just riskier than others.
We do need to be prepared to pause on the reopening process if things move in the wrong direction. If the hospital indicators in particular move dangerously in the wrong direction, it might be that we need even to reverse some of the decisions.
He said it could take up to 4 or even 6 weeks to really see how many people get sick as a result of reopening. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.